Hey, you're listening to the Lake Superior Project. I'm Kelly Schoenfelder.
And I'm Barbara Jean. This week, we're looking at a time when Lake Superior was much, much colder.
The coldest time was 1912 by the information we have from the fishermen here. The John family, who came from Germany, I believe, and they were early settlers at Isle Royal. They were operating the Crescent. It was a steamer at that time. And they would leave Isle Royal late in December or January. And in 1912, they left too late. They barely got into Grand Marais, and they wanted to go down to Duluth with the Crescent. And they left Grand Marais, and they got as far down as what is Two Island, called Taconite Harbor today, and they got stuck in the ice out there with the Crescent. They spent the whole winter in there. The ice was 36 inches deep that they were sawing through. They would saw enough in front of the Crescent, the steel steamer, and then they would rev up the engines, and they would go up on top of it, and the ice that they'd saw would break down. So they'd go about 100 yards at a time. It took them a month to get into Taconite Harbor. They were afraid if they kept out in the lake with the Crescent, when the ice moved, they would be crushed, and they were right.
You might remember Art Fenstad from some of our earlier segments. He comes from a long line of North Shore fishermen. He knows a lot about the lake through his family's history. You don't hear stories like that these days. And that's because the lake is warming up and not freezing over like it used to.
Apparently, Lake Superior is warming faster than any other freshwater lake in the world. The lake starts to warm up because the air temperature is warmer for longer periods of time. And this starts warming the lake, which is basically a huge sink for heat. It's a huge collector of heat. Mainly because it's so dark. Darker things absorb more sunlight and thus more heat than lighter things. So as we're coming into these long summers with 100-degree days that we never had before, and there's a lot of wind and it's evaporating and there's a lot of heat, means the lake is capable of holding that heat for longer periods of time. Then we come into November and December where it's not really that cold yet and the lake isn't frozen. And the lake continues to have a lot of heat in it because there's no ice to hold the heat in. And you start getting this accelerated feedback loop that allows the lake to stay warmer longer, which means it's harder to freeze over. And a frozen lake is a protected lake. It means that hundreds of billions of gallons can't evaporate with a big, sunny, windy day. So you just get this loop where the lake stays warmer longer, and the next thing you know, the lake has risen by 2.5 degrees in the last 25 years.
Lisa Radke works on Lake Superior issues for an organization called the Lake Superior Binational Forum. The rise in the lake's temperature is part of why there's less ice. Jesse Schomburg is with the University of Minnesota Sea Grant in Duluth.
Lake Superior is losing, on average, 2% of ice cover every winter as we've been going forward since the 1970s. It may not feel a whole lot warmer, but the difference between the lake at 32 degrees and the lake at 33 degrees is actually a lot of heat.
The kind of temperatures we're seeing now have an impact on life in the lake and around the lake.
You know, Lake Superior was measured, I think it was a year ago, July, I think it was almost 70 degrees. That's unheard of. That has the potential to fundamentally disrupt all of our aquatic ecosystem.
For example, it might mean we'll have more problems with invasive species. Seth Moore is a biologist for the Grand Portage Band.
One of the reasons it's believed that Lake Superior has been protected to some extent from invasive species is because it's considered a relatively inhospitable environment for a lot of fish species and a lot of other animal species because it's so cold. So as we have a warming environment and we have a changing climate, we know from research that's been done that Lake Superior is one of the fastest warming water bodies, certainly in the Great Lakes region. And because of that, it's hard to know what other invasive species we may see some very real effects from. As the climate changes, a lot of these species are going to do well in a warmer environment. So we may see some species that we aren't used to seeing in Lake Superior, and we may see some other invasive species have major effects on our ecosystem as a result of the climate change as well.
There's no question that this is having an impact on the environment. We're already seeing that, but that's not all. There's a lot at stake here, including our lifestyles and our economy. More on that in the next segment. For the Lake Superior Project, I'm Barbara Jean.
And I'm Kelly Schoenfelder. The Lake Superior Project is a production of WTIP Community Radio on the north shore of Lake Superior.
This project is funded in part by the Coastal Zone Management Act, by NOAA's Office of Ocean and Coastal Resource Management, in cooperation with Minnesota's Lake Superior Coastal Program.
To learn more, visit WTIP.org/LakeSuperiorProject.